Well, it's been a tough week by many measures, but the latest jobs report came in stronger than expected with 228,000 new jobs in March. That is well above the average monthly gain of 158,000 jobs over the last year. And while the unemployment rate increased slightly to 4.2%, that was attributed in part to more people entering the job market. But some warn that the data does not yet reflect layoffs underway and that job opportunities are tightening in the white-collar sector. As economics correspondent Paul Solman reports, that's a big worry for federal workers being cut.
Today's job news was strong, says economist Gregory Dacco.
The labor market going into what is perhaps a massive shift in global trade dynamics was still robust and supporting an economy that continues to grow at a moderate pace.
For his part, President Trump posted on Truth Social, great job numbers, far better than expected. It's already working.
I'm just going to listen here.
And indeed, jobs were added in healthcare, transportation, and warehousing in March. But future months?
Tariffs, trade policy uncertainty, federal government job cuts, and immigration restrictions could all weigh on the economy and push the economy towards stall speed.
In fact, according to job placement firm Challenger Gray and Christmas, the federal government cut 216,000 jobs in March. Today's report listed only 4,000.
A large part of that is essentially reflective of the fact that despite the very large job cut announcements, many people did not necessarily fully lose their job. If you have the types of job cuts that were announced figure directly into the jobs report, then essentially you would be very close to zero print in terms of job growth in the month of March. And that is really the key fear with these DOGE cuts, is that you see significant cuts at the federal government level that feed into cuts for contractors and that in turn feed into broader cuts for private sector activities, as well as potential state and local government cutbacks.
And the president's downsizing effort has already hit home on the ground.
It's very hard to find a job right now.
Museum curator Dana Foster has been looking since losing her dual job at Jimmy Carter National Historical Park and Andersonville National Historic Site in Georgia.
Museum jobs are really competitive and they're really hard to come by. And it's really hard to find one that pays well. A lot of museum jobs pay in, you know, the $30-something thousand range. And unfortunately, in most cities, that's not enough to live off of by yourself.
Air Force vet Monique Delatois started applying after losing her budget analyst job with the Veterans Health Administration.
I'm very nervous, and I have also not really had a lot of experience with private sector jobs. So, I mean, that's just another hurdle that we have to get through.
There's been a spike in job searches nationwide ever since Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency started scything, says Allison Srivastava of the online job site Indeed.
Those with agencies under DOGE review saw a 50% increase in applications in just a single month. So it's pretty remarkable. It's not something we've seen before.
Nor have the nearly 70% of federal workers looking for work who hold a BA or above.
Very highly educated workforce, primarily in white-collar work, knowledge work, entering labor market when those jobs are pretty scarce to begin with. And so reabsorbing them into that economy is going to be pretty difficult.
According to data from ADP Research, hiring has slowed more for jobs requiring a college degree than for others. Delatois is still hoping for a budget analyst position like she had at the VA. But in the meantime,
been working at a retail store in the mall called Torrid. The store manager is a good friend of mine. And so she gave me some hours to get me through this mess.
For laid-off Forest Service Rangers Greg Bufundo and his girlfriend Julie Wilson in Washington State, there are other challenges.
A lot of these federal jobs, especially in the Forest Service or Bureau of Land Management or National Park Service, are in extremely remote regions of the country that are generally really red politically and that don't have much of an economic base. In Okanagan County, where I live, if you don't raise cattle, there's not a whole lot going on.
Moreover, the impact of federal cuts has been felt beyond workers employed by the government. Sarah Titus managed food security programs at nonprofit Save the Children until USAID funding was cut.
There were 200 within Save the Children alone, at least. And it was all our partner agencies that we work with, Mercy Corps and CARE and World Vision, and then contracting organizations. So I went on LinkedIn, and it just was so sad and angering to see how many people were suddenly out of work, you know, my entire network. The numbers are kind of staggering.
Staggering for hiring managers too, it seems.
It's a common phrase for them to say, you know, we're just overwhelmed with the applications. You're up against your former colleagues. You're up against all of USAID. You want everybody to get a job, but you're also looking for a job. So it's just, you know, none of us have experienced anything like this before.
Georgia Museum Curator Dana Foster was recently called back to her job, but assumes she'll soon be let go again. And the first time was bad enough.
I didn't even say goodbye to my coworkers. You know, I just kind of like left in the middle of the night kind of thing. So I want to be able to go back and finish up some things and at least leave some notes for them so that they know where I left off and where to pick up things when we're fired again.
Federal jobs, long known for stability, now perhaps the most unreliable jobs of all. For the PBS NewsHour, Paul Solomon.